When we look at all our faculties, especially our senses, 5 senses, plus the common sense, we are created for relationship. The eyes to see, the ears to listen, and the nose to smell. Forgot a couple of other senses. And then we look at the sense of touch. We have the hands to reach to others. We have the legs to walk. In some sense, everything in us is going out, receiving, connecting. We are people of relationship. We people who are gifted with the capacity to do networking. All our life, once you're born, you're growing up, babies networking with babies. Then you go to school, you network with your friends, youth groups, relationship. And in your life, you may call someone, my best friend. I will die for her. She's my best friend, my bestie, my buddy. Some people you will avoid. Then you get married. You will have children, family group, cell group, social group. Men will have male bonding, men group. Women who have woman bonding, women's group. Always groups and relationships and connectivities. Connect with each other. We live on relationship. We live on friendship. We live on reaching out to giving and receiving. But one day all this will end. Sometimes we can think there will be always someone with me. I can always call on someone. I can call my best friend. I can call my father. I can call my mother. My cousin. My nana. But one day, all this will end. One day, you and me will experience a loneliness that no best friend can take away from us. One day, you and me will face a door, a dead-end door. Door. A closed, dead-end door we will all face. Stuck. No one can come with me when I face that door. In front of it, I'll be like, please don't go. No, don't go. Stay with me. I have to face the loneliness, the biggest loneliness in my face. I will try to hold on to many things. Hold on to my wife, my children, my besties, my phone, my wealth, everything. But in front of that biggest loneliness, I have to let go of everything. It is called death. Couple of months ago, I was at Claire Holland house, helping with the journeying of a person passing. His wife, his children are around, I am there. As a priest, I didn't know what to do. For that person, probably in his 60s, he is experiencing the biggest fear. He is experiencing the biggest loneliness in his life. His wife is around. His children are around. There is a priest. We cannot do anything. We cannot go through that door with him. In front of that door of death, As a priest, I am helpless. I have to let him go. I say, fight. This is it. His wife, she has to let him go. His children, he has to let them go. In other words, we cannot do anything. All these years, he built upon intimacy. He made network and relationship. She built upon his hope and life, everything on his friendship and his circle. All on a sudden, he faced with this thing called loneliness. You know what loneliness brings? Fear. What loneliness brings is fear. Imagine, take a child, ask the child, thick forest, it is dark. Ask the child, go through the forest. I am here, I am the father, but I take the child, go through the forest. The child will be afraid because it is dark, it is forest, and no one is with me. The child's loneliness and the darkness, no, what is in around me? It's so fearful, so lonely. Now that fear can be removed. How? The father will accompany and say, that is just leaves waving. Yeah, leaves moving in the wind. Don't worry, there is nothing. You go. Child's fear is removed. So, loneliness brings fear. Fear can be removed only through presence. Loneliness brings fear, and fear can be removed from our life only through presence. Someone walks with me and says, it is okay, I've been here, let's go. It's just nothing, don't worry. It's just the leaves making the noise you go through. But who will accompany in this loneliness? Who will come with me and my presence when I face this door? Will anyone come with me when I die? Will anyone come with me? It's okay, I have already dead. I have experienced that. I will come with you. It's okay. No? No one can. I can walk with a person who is going through pain. I can walk with a person who is having stress about exam because I've been there. I can sit with a person, listen to a person who is having a crisis because I've been there. But I cannot be a presence, I cannot be a friend to a person who is experiencing the ultimate loneliness of his life, the ultimate fear of his life, the darkest closed door of his life, death. The biggest loneliness, the biggest fear. And the only person who has passed through that door will be my hope. The only person who has passed through that door is the only hope that I can. And in the history of religions, there's only one person who passed through that door and said, I am the life, I am the way, I am the truth. Follow me. He walked through that closed door and he stands behind it and he says, now, if you think death is your ultimate loneliness moment, if you think you are so afraid and no one will help you, and that is when I come in, I pass through that door. Now I stand behind that door and call you. I am the gate. If you pass through me, you will find pastures. John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the gate. Not just gate. I am the gate into hope. If you pass through me, you will find pastures, possibilities.
In some sense, beginning I shared with you 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the seal in our baptism is that Christians are not afraid of death.
A person who puts his trust, a person who put her trust in friendship, in money, in wealth and relationship may be afraid of death, because for her, for him, everything is collapsing when they die. Everything, their name, their career, their money, their big house, their four-wheel drives, their holiday homes, their Facebook apps, and all their collections of photos, iPad, iPhone, death, oh, I can't take them. For a Christian, death is not, hey, it's not the end. Change of my hairstyle, a change of my life. That is what we say in the Eucharistic prayer, preface of the Eucharistic prayer. For us, death is, life is not ended, but it is changed. We walk through that door. Christ is there behind the door, calling us, come. And we are not afraid to face death. And if that is true, then you should be the Lord of life and death. Indeed, he is the Lord of life and death. Jesus is Lord. Oh, indeed, only he can bring hope. We cannot put hope on things which will take only to that point of death. That is not hope. Every hope finishes when I die. What is the hope of like that? But this hope is an eternal hope. It makes me going even when I am sick, I'm diagnosed with cancer. Doctors give me only 6 months. Of course, I have the pain of letting everything go in this physical world. But I am not totally depressed, because I put my trust in my Lord who conquered death, who conquered the loneliness. So my hope that is placed within me through my faith in Christ helps me to face anything in this world, and he becomes my Lord. Over the centuries, anyone who placed his life in the hands of Jesus in living in this hope, he is not afraid of anything. St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. He goes in Romans chapter 8, who will separate me from the love of Christ? Persecutions, perils, sword, and finally his words is, even death cannot separate me from the hope that I have through Christ. That is Christian hope. That is Christian hope. And he has placed that in our lives. And as we reflect on Jesus, our Lord, in the second reflection of Life in the Spirit seminar, his Lordship comes through the hope that he has given us. And in that hope, we place our lives to him. We are not a people without a purpose. We are not doomed in our loneliness, in our fear. But we walk through any doors, even the door of death, listening to his call. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. I have come so that you may have life, life in abundance. Amen.